Any good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. Prep sports going on tonight. We do have Thursday night football. If you're looking to check out some high school football, head to Wells. USC 3-3 in the season. They're going to host Janesville Waldorf Pemberton, who's 0-6. That game will start at 7. Volleyball tonight. Head to the high school and cheer on our Tigers. Albert Lea coming off a big road win at Winona on Tuesday. They're 9-11. They're going to host Red Wing, who is 12-10, first serve at 7:15. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, they're going to host Medford at 7:15. Glenville Lemons, they're going to host Leroy Ostrander. That will start at 7:15. Boys and girls cross country today. Lake Mills and Northwood Kensett, they compete in the top of Iowa conference meet at NIACC in Mason City. That will start at 3:30. Coming up tomorrow night in football, all these games start at 7. Albert Lea, 0-6. They're at Byron, who is 1-5. All the action right here on Kate. We'll have your pregame around 6:45, and again your kickoff at 7. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, 3-3. They're at Blooming Prairie, who is 6-0. Alden Conger, Glenville Lemons, 0-6 on the season. They're at Cleveland, who is 2-4. Lake Mills, 2-5, will host St. Ansgar, who's 2-5. Northwood Kensett, 5-2, will host Bishop Garrigan, who is 3-4. All those games tomorrow night starting at 7. Coming up on the afternoon show between 1 and 4, Jim Haney, co-head coach of the Albert Lea Boys and Girls Cross Country team, will join me. Brady Neal, head coach of Alden Conger, Glenville Evans football, will be on the show as well. And we're hoping to touch base with Brandon Nesseth, head coach of USC football. Again, the Rebels playing tonight against Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. Again, kickoff in Wells is at 7. The Arizona Cardinals will be without two starters and probably a third as they try to stay unbeaten in a road game Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. Now, Cardinals coach Cliff Kingsbury has confirmed that tight end Max Williams from Waconia, Minnesota, and of course, he was a standout at the University of Minnesota, is out for the season because of a right knee injury that he suffered last week in the team's 17-10 victory over the San Francisco 49ers. He also said three-time Pro Bowl center Ronnie Hudson will miss the game in Cleveland with an injury to his ribs, while linebacker Chandler Jones is doubtful after testing positive for COVID-19 on Tuesday. Detroit Lions coach Dan Campbell says center Frank Ragnow from Chanhassen, Minnesota, feels guilty about having season-ending toe surgery. Campbell said that the surgery went well and that Ragnow does not need to feel bad about doing the right thing for his long-term future. Ragnow was hurt earlier this month at Chicago and went on injured reserve last week. Everybody expected a playoff series for the ages between the century-old rival Dodgers and Giants, and now they've got it. Anything less than a winner-take-all Game 5 would have been a baseball travesty, leaving the sport short-changed on the October stage. Coming up tonight, 8:07 first pitch in San Francisco. It's the 107-win NL West champion Giants versus defending World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers for a place in the NL Championship Series against Atlanta. It's going to be Julio Urias going for the Dodgers. Logan Webb on the mound for San Francisco. Again, 8:07 first pitch. The winner will take on Atlanta in Game 1 of the NLCS coming up on Saturday night. Houston will host Boston in Game 1 of the ALCS tomorrow night. Ben Simmons has reported to the Philadelphia 76ers, but the disgruntled All-Star still may not play for the franchise. Now, coach Doc Rivers says he doesn't know if Simmons has backed off his trade demand. Now, Rivers says he has not ruled out Simmons traveling with the team to Detroit for their last preseason game coming up on Friday. The New York Islanders will start the season with 13 straight road games. That's the second longest road trip in NHL history and the longest to start a season. The NHL drew up the plan while construction of the team's new home at UBS Arena is completed. Now, playing a few more games at Nassau Coliseum was not an option, so instead the Islanders will crisscross the country. New York will play its first home game on November 20th against Calgary. That's more than 5 weeks into the season. The Toronto Maple Leafs sported TikTok decals in their helmets for the season opener against the Montreal Canadiens. Now, the social media platform's logo to appear on players' helmets throughout the season. Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment said the one-year agreement with a video sharing service also includes in-arena and digital branding, concession items inspired by TikTok, and further collaborations with the company's other sports properties. The NHL added helmet advertisements last season, and the Board of Governors has approved sponsor patches on jerseys beginning next season. And ESPN has signed a five-year agreement with the NFL to broadcast the Monday night game during the first weekend of the playoffs beginning this season. The announcement was made by ESPN President Jim Pitaro at the CAA World Congress of Sport. The NFL announced last month that it was moving the Saturday early afternoon game on Wild Card Weekend to Monday night. So if you're looking ahead to the playoffs in that first weekend, there'll be two games on Saturday, three on Sunday, and one now on Monday night. Vikings, of course, they get ready for Carolina on the road coming up on Sunday. That'll be a noon start. And a reminder, the Gopher football team hosting Big Red Nebraska. The Huskers come to town on Saturday to Huntington Bank Stadium. Pregame at 9. We'll have your kickoff at 11 right here on KATE. That's a check of sports from the Americana Insurance Press Box. For KATE Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.